Welcome to the Not So Fast Podcast, the admins for the Freaky Fast Racing League and the National iRacing League discuss all the league happenings, along with other occasional unnecessary dialogue.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Today we have Jeff Ramsdell, Patrick Anderson, myself, Dave Gilbert. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, guys.
All right, we normally do our week in iRacing. Any official races, other hosted races, or other leagues we ran this week?
None for me.
I don't know what I did. I did Freaky Fast Sunday, but then I did Tuesday. I did my Tuesday Goat League and started mid-pack of 36 trucks and finished 10th at Darlington, so that was a win in my books. Stayed out of the carnage, but no, all in all, it was a good beginning week and worse.
So what did you do on Wednesday?
Wednesday I did my ARC League at Martinsville and I was doing good there. We had like caution after caution after caution, and then I was led quite a few laps. And then finished fourth and get the end of the race. I'm like, yeah, this race isn't going to count because it was just a crapshoot. I was like, oh, okay.
Glad I stayed.
Yeah, right. There's like four more races to go. So, yeah. Fourth in points.
How were your other Thursday and Friday leagues?
Oh, my short track one? Those are decent. Those were decent ones. I was leading with two to go with old tires and lost in the modified race, finished third. And then last night, I probably would have finished like second. We had like a 2 and a lap bull ring. Bring what you brung. There was modifieds. There was trucks. There was late models. But I got out of that one to kind of practice for Kansas with the next gen.
Yeah.
That car can be a pain.
We did on Monday, we did the Dirt to Daytona recruitment races. And that's so I want to thank the guys that came out. We did the dirt street stocks at Volusia, and we did all right with that. We had 27 drivers show up, but we only had myself, Josh McKinney, and Michael Gitchell from the league show up. So we're looking for more drivers to hang out with us on Monday nights. Don't be too scared of the dirt part of Dirt to Daytona. There's only two dirt races, and you have one provisional, so that you can manage to get through at least one dirt race.
Yeah, and we picked pretty easy tracks and car combos, I think.
Yeah. So if you're scared of that Dirt to Daytona, it's only one or two races, so. Come on, I'll give it a try. We're looking for a few more drivers. I think we got a decent amount. You know, it's kind of going to be one of them leagues that you don't want 40 drivers to be at every week. I think 20 to 25 will be good.
Yeah.
but yeah, so we did do 40 laps at Volusia, and of the league drivers, I came out on top. I finished fifth. But we had a good little race there, and then we went to we took the new late model stocks to Richmond on Monday night also, and Luke Smith pulled off the win there over myself, or over Josh and McKinney, and then myself and Jeff finished fourth. In that race, Wally Babb, Michael Gitchell, Kevin Bernheimer, Bobby Anderson all showed up. We only had eight that one. We tried something different with that, with adding a password into it. It was just something we thought of, is just putting a password in the description so people would have to read the description to get in. And it didn't look like it worked real well because nobody joined.
Yeah, everybody reads the things. I think they just look at the rates and how much time's left, and they're like, "Oh, 10 minutes, okay, let me get in that one."
Yeah, well, that's a good experiment. Kind of yeah,
and I was like, I'd go to the track I wanna race at, and then I just see which one I can get in.
Yeah, well, I mean, but the thing about it is that we could have probably had 40 drivers there on that car and track combination, but if nobody was really wanting to join the league, then it really isn't worth it. You know,
yeah.
So I'd rather race with the 8 guys that do want to race in the league than, 30 other drivers that are just wanting to come and cause havoc or whatever they want to do.
Very true.
Sometimes it can be havoc in a hosted race.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we had the Freaky Fast Stock Car Series. They were, I don't know where they were at on Sunday. They were at
we went to your favorite place, Kansas.
Oh, there you go.
Ooh, it was just a week of Kansas last night.
I know, and I did not do good in Kansas. I'm glad I am swept out of there like a tornado. popping it up right now. I probably should have had it up already, but I didn't.
Oh, yeah, it's too bad we didn't give you a heads up on,
I know,
on that.
Right?
So while you're pulling that up, we got a new nickname for Jeff. His nickname used to be Mini Stock, but now he's been keeping his pimp hand strong.
Yeah. It was just here. Where the hell did it go? There it is. All right, so we went to Kansas for
105 laps.
Yeah, 105 laps. I don't know why it says that was caution laps. It was 40. So it was. We had 10 cautions. It was a. If Keith was here, he would be saying some absurd words, as it was not a good race. So he's gone in, and if you cause some issues, you're being accountable for. So the end of the season here will be fun. But Alec Daffin took the win again. Leading 70 laps of the 105. Luke Smith finished second. Evan Hurdle finished third, which he was supposed to be the guest today, but he is MIA. He might be doing Sebring, I think, but he finished third. Joe Turkle finished fourth before his computer blew up. So that's a good run for him. Mike Miller was fifth. Jacob Elkins was sixth. Joshua McKinney was seventh. Trevor Harmon was eighth. Gitchell was ninth, and William Bruton was 10th in the stock car series.
They only have one more race left now.
Yes, one more race to the playoffs, and this week we're at Milwaukee Mile.
Yeah.
So that ought to be fun.
Yeah.
And I think there's like 3 to 4 people buying for that last transfer spot for the playoffs, for the top 12.
Okay. Yeah, it's a fun series. If you haven't participated in that on Sunday nights, you don't know what you're missing.
We had 26 cars show up for that race. So decent field. I believe the next session's the ARCA cars, I believe. So if people want to join,
I don't know if they decided on the ARCA cars or if they were they're considering the Gen 4.
Oh, were they? Yeah. Well, it's the same ARCA car.
Gen
4. The same car. It's different motor.
Yeah, yeah. Personally, that Gen 4 car is a handful.
Yeah. It is a handful, but it gives you options. Yeah. I was watching a Tony Stewart interview, and he was talking about how he was able to drive the car when they had more horsepower, and it separated the drivers a little bit more the more horsepower you have. And now that everybody is at like 550 or whatever they are in the Cup Series now.
Yeah, probably separates the men from the boys.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, I don't know.
Make it easier for the new generation.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like the participation trophy.
I wonder when they're going to go to automatics. So,
I know, right?
Since people don't know how to drive sticks anymore.
Well, I'm sure we're not too far away from having an electric car series.
Well,
Keith showed up.
Hello.
You got the Camaro dropping out probably Keith, after next year.
Keith von Celsius is here.
And you so get your food? Did you get your food? You're not angry anymore? You good?
We're heading out right now, so I'm heading for food. I should say we're heading for food. That Sonya's with me.
Oh, hi, Sonya.
Hi, Sonya.
Hello.
Hello.
So what's it like listening to Keith racing on race nights there, Sonya? Did you hear a lot of cuss words or anything?
Did he swear a lot last night?
I've learned a lot of new words.
Keith, did you get ran over last night?
He was pretty quiet last night, actually, but usually I'm watching the broadcast, and I always know when there's a wreck that he's involved in because there's a lot of noise in the other room, and there's like an 8-second delay, and I was like, okay, I get to pay attention now.
Right, something's going to happen. It's like me watching the cup race, and I got my phone up, and everybody's like, oh, yo, Logano did this, and then I'm like, what happened? Looking through, and then all of a sudden I see, because I'm delayed on the app at my phone, so it's the same way.
Yeah, it's good thing Sonya was... It's good thing Sonya was there last night, because I'd still be waiting to interview Keith.
My brain definitely was not on. I finished third place that I needed last night.
Keith doesn't talk a lot.
Me, Wheeler, and Porkchop, hey, we all finished in the top 10 and stuff. You know, not realizing, hey, you finished third. Go get interviewed. And she walked in the room, and she's like, are you going to go get interviewed? I'm like,
oh. Yeah.
Well, if you let me pass you before stage there, you know, I could have been racing with you instead of being in the back of the hornet's nest.
If you want to pull some stupid fuel strategy, no, we could have had a lot better racing.
Like, was most the whole field lap down?
Yeah.
Yeah, all but I think I was 10th and I was lap down 9 cars.
Yeah, there was 10, there was not 11 cars on the lead lap, I think, at the end of the race. He trapped 10 of them down, lap down.
Then we had that quick call right after.
Yeah, so that gave Luke Smith a lap back.
Which I was like a bumper from getting it to.
We were just discussing the Freaky Fast race on Sunday night.
I think I hit the wall 84 times.
Yeah, I said Keith wasn't very happy with the race, so I think stuff's going to change.
Yeah. Now, I mean, everybody's ability in our league is better than what the racing has been. And we've always been very, very lenient on handing out penalties. But I think it just got to the point where people are like, hey, I'm just going to take because I'm not going to get in trouble. So, like, there's just never any given. Well, Lucas gave a warning a few weeks ago, which I wanted to write the post, but he's like, I'll write it. I'm like, okay. And then we had Kansas, and then, it was my turn. So, hopefully my point came across very well, and tomorrow's driver meeting it'll be started a little or tomorrow night. So, you know, I mean, we hate doing it, but it's everybody's tired of pacing all the time. So, I mean, we're to the point where we have to do something about it.
Yeah, and I think leagues should be, you should be accountable for cautions that you cause, no matter what kind of league it is, really, you know? Because then, like Keith, you said, you know, it promotes, you know, I'm not going to get in trouble for it.
Yeah, I mean, like, in the past, you know, I mean, like, cautions are a part of racing, period, you know? So, like, if you have, like, three or four cautions, it's like, okay, it's kind of normal, but, you know, when you're having 8, 9, 10, it's just, it's taking the fun away from it. So, yeah, so we have to do something about it. Now, we hate it, but it's just something that has to get done at this point.
I agree.
So, yeah, we're just getting ready to discuss Wednesday night's race. It looks like you guys were racing at, hold on, I'm pulling it up now, Monza on Wednesday night.
No, we...
I was going to say they did a Sebring practice.
We haven't had an actual official...
Oh, okay, I pulled up the last results from your last race. Yeah. Okay.
We actually haven't had an official race the last 2 weeks. We ran... last week we ran a fun race at Caddies at Daytona, and then this week we actually had a practice race for Sebring, which we're actually surprised that more people show up. So we actually go back to official season again next week, I believe. I think we're at Spa.
You're at Spa on next on Wednesday.
The home of my only FFRL win, period.
Well,
is that a heated spa? Like, you sit down and relax? And...
What? I mean...
Is that like sit down in a heated room spa? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
it's always good when you go to the spa.
So let me ask you, you're riding with Sonia. You letting her drive?
You know, so this is how her racing career has gone. So it used to be an old league TDR. She actually used to race then. Like, we actually have two rigs, and we were raced there. Then we left there, and when we left there, we started FFRL. She, like, we just wanted to get the league established, so she didn't really race at all. I mean, when it comes down to it, she's not the greatest racer. She's out there to have fun. But she's very respectful and stuff on the track, too, and would stay out of people's way and everything. So we got it. But then last year, she started having problems with her eyes. So it kind of deterred her away from racing and stuff, and then she's been itching to do it, but her subscription is up next month, and well, we're not paying full price for it. So if they come up with a deal or whatever, you know, before Black Friday, we'll renew it, and she'll get back out on the track
after summer,
of course, you know, because summer is all about the pool.
Well, if you got a pool, you got to use it.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, we got one. We got when COVID all happened with 15-foot round, and the kids love it. They're in there from, I don't know, May to October.
Yeah. Well, I had to swim in a river when I was a kid. Swam in the river. No pool.
I had the ocean, which was way too cold.
I rode my bike about a mile, and I swam in a river.
Our pool gets opened on Wednesday.
Oh, jeez.
I still have 2 feet of snow in my yard.
I was going to say, my snow is all gone, but we open up about Memorial Day or so.
Yeah. So, Keith, let me ask you right now, you're in the car, right?
I am in the car.
All right. Now, are you saving fuel? Tell the truth.
I have cruise control on, and we're just cruising at the same speed as we drive down the highway here.
So cruise control, he is not saving fuel because burn more fuel in cruise control.
No.
That's why I got a 5-speed Honda. So when I go down the hills, I clutch it.
Yeah, Jeff's saving fuel in his sleep.
Yep.
The thing is, last night, I really didn't save fuel, though. Like, I wasn't out there saving fuel. I had enough for stage and for the end of the race. I had enough to make it pitting when I did. So I wasn't actually out there saving fuel, though.
Yeah. Yeah, you just made the right call at the right time.
Twice.
And the same, the same call happened Thursday, too, yes.
Everybody else. Oh, well, Thursday was a whole different story. Like, you know, like, I'm not sure why all them people did not pit and, like, had to pit twice there, you know, at the end of the race. I mean,
you calling me and Patrick dumb?
Yeah, I did the same thing. I didn't pit, and then I had to pit twice, and then, like, this is, I totally screwed myself.
I was the like, reason, we're going to have one more caution.
The reason we didn't pit is one, yeah, we were planning on cautions because the first stage, we had all of our cautions in the first stage.
Yeah.
So we were, except for like the one right after stage. But
we don't have stages on Thursdays.
Oh, no, on Thursdays we don't. I was thinking of last night. We didn't have a caution right after the stage. But we were just planning, oh, well, hell, we're going to have another caution. We had three in the first half. So it's like, okay. And I didn't want to give up track position at that time. Well, you know, it's like, I just got up here. I got back up here. And it's like, I don't want to give it up at this time.
Yeah.
Because at Kansas is, to me, like, Kansas is a very hard track to pass at. You know, you just get strung out. Everybody starts running the high side. And you can't pass. So it's like,
You get down, low, the guy gets on the outside, and then you lose the spot. And then you can't get back up.
With me and my strategy, I thought about Thursday a little bit. I'm like, okay, so we had quick caution, and then, boom, we ran green the rest of the race. So I was like, maybe that's what's going to happen tonight. And, like, when we did the stage, I was like, maybe we actually go all the way. Yeah, I didn't care about stage points, really, when it came down to it. So if the caution, you know, had came out, I wouldn't have cared. I'm like, but I was like, depending on where I am on the track, if I'm kind of mid pack, I'll pit and just put fuel in the car, no matter what, unless it's just like completely crazy. Cause I'm always thinking about fuel. Okay. Well, put some in here. I'm cutting out a pit stop while everybody else still has to make that.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Thursday nights, you want to go over the results here right now while we got Keith with us, Patrick?
Yeah, Thursday nights. No, we did 90 laps at Kansas in the trucks. We had three cautions for 12 laps. We had 13 lead changes, which quite a bit. Garrett Sidnor took the pole with a 31.077, followed by Ryan Johnson. My brother Bobby. Bobby Anderson, Corey Stahl and Kyle Spies had the top five qualifying. No, we had Bobby Anderson ended up coming out with the win, followed by Kyle Spies, Dalton McKinney, Wally Babb, Corey Stahl. No, so all the threat level midnight guys, they swept the top five. Keith finished sixth. Now and then you had Jordan Darnell, Jeff Radke, Ryan Johnson, Kevin Bernheimer, rounding out the top 10.
Yep. Josh McKinney had the fastest lap of the race with a 30.870.
Yeah, he did that on lap 27. Did it way too early in the race. Way too early.
There's quite a few of us that had the fastest lap on lap 27.
Yeah, so did I. You know, but, I mean, that one kind of turned in, after the last caution, it just turned into a fuel strategy race. So, that kind of was a downer, but, oh well. You know, sometimes it happens, so just where the cautions lay, if guys can stretch out a couple laps, then they'll be fine. You know, they just made the right call. They pit at the right time. And guys didn't want to give up track position. You know, like I was saying, I didn't want to give up my track position. Well, that's why I didn't pit then. So,
Yeah, I just assumed there was going to be another caution, and that's mm-hmm. what killed me.
Yeah, me too.
I always plan on that the race is going to go green the rest of the race. That's where my brain always is. Like, kind of no matter what. Can't expect a caution. You hope for a caution, but my brain, I always plan on it's going to go green. Unless we're like 3/4 of the way to the race and we've already had 10 cautions. Then that's a whole different story.
Okay, well, now we know key strategy.
Yeah.
Now it doesn't work out. It doesn't work out that often, but sometimes it does.
Early cautions and stuff, you're going to be like looking at me to see if I'm going into the pits or not.
Yeah, I'm just gonna. No, my first half of the race from here on out, it's just gonna be following Keith.
No, yeah. don't please don't follow me, because when you do that, I end up sideways.
Hey, it's but I won't rear end. I won't rear end you under caution though.
Yeah, so we it was a fun race, and congratulations to the Threat Level Midnight guys for making the correct call there. It looks like Bobby Anderson will have the EOL next week at Auto Club. But we did do a question of the week, and so I had a couple questions of the week this week. We did a bracket challenge between some tracks, but the first question of the week I did was if you're in an escape room, what 4 league drivers are you picking to join you? Joe Turkle picked Mathematician. He picked Michael Gitchell. Puzzle Solver, he picked Kevin Bernheimer. Word Smith, he picked Luke Smith, like he's the Wordsmith. And Brute Strength, he picked Thomas Myers, Bo Ross.
Well, he does have Brute Strength.
Yeah. Ryan Johnson, he picked Keith as his crew chief. As a Puzzle Solver, he picked Taco, Lucas Gortman. We miss you, Luke. I know he's probably been working a lot, but we miss you, Taco. And then as a Wordsmith, he picks Luke because he talks a lot. And he picked DJ as for the strength. And I don't know DJ. Is he a big kid or what?
No.
Sounds kind of small.
So and then Luke Smith picked Lucas or Keith for the as a mathematician because of the fuel calculating that they do. Puzzle Solver, he picks Garrett. For a Wordsmith, he picked Ryan because his horse is not big enough to be strong. And then he picks John Peterson for Brute Strength. I think that's all we got that answered that. Who'd you do? I know you answered it. Go ahead, Patrick, with your answers.
Oh, I don't even... Can you remember who the hell I
know, you picked David Scott, which we did... Daytona with him and he was always calculating, so yeah, he would be a good mathematician.
Yeah, he's good with the Excel spreadsheets.
Yeah,
but I got the problem solver. I picked Jeff just for a simple fact that he's always calculating fuel. You know,
I should have been calculating this week.
Wordsmith is Richard Crane, just because, you know, I guess the only time he really comes on the mic is when he tells you, "What the hell were you thinking? Are you dumb or?" You know.
So the funny thing is we were racing a race. He gets rear ended in Dover, yells up and down that guy, "What the heck are you doing? You just gave me 4x." And then he's doing another race with me, and he's got brake bias down because get through the corner, and then the caution comes out, and he's catching up the field, and he rear ends somebody. He spun around and rear ends somebody. He goes, "Quaker, you just did what somebody did to you." He goes, "Yeah, I know."
Yeah.
Yeah, but then for Brute Strength, I have Cupcake, you know, because, no, he doesn't use mirrors, and that is a sign of strength.
Yeah. Mirrors, what mirrors? Take these things out of here.
Yeah. Exactly.
And he gets that from racing up north here. I don't know how it is in the south, but up here, you can't have any mirrors.
Yeah, we were not allowed to have mirrors, yeah.
You got an old light sound, and if you're up to the door, you're clear, you're there.
Yeah, good peripheral vision is what you need. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, for mathematician, I was going to pick David Scott also, just from dealing with him at the with the Daytona 24. I thought he did a good job there. Puzzle solver. I was going to pick Joe Turkle for that one. And wordsmith, I was going to pick Michael Gitchell and brute strength. I think you can't go wrong with picking the pro wrestler himself, Bo Ross.
Yeah.
I think it's funny that you put Dave Scott dealing with him at...
I didn't mean it like that, but yeah.
No, I don't.
We did do a bracket challenge with March Madness.
Wait, we're skipping me?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Keith.
He had his, and Joe had his also.
Well, I picked me.
Oh, yeah.
Again, he wants to talk about him.
I'm the best at all of that, so.
That's right, I'm going to key up that song, Keith, from Toby Keith.
I couldn't pick anybody other than me, so it was just all me.
All right, well.
So when, when stuff happens bad, you gotta blame Keith.
What?
So when stuff goes bad for Keith, you gotta blame Keith.
So Sonia, what do you think Keith's biggest strength as an iRacer is? Is he good at solving the puzzles? Is wordsmith? Is he brute strength, or is he the mathematician?
I would think that he's the mathematician because he definitely does very well on fuel strategy.
I think I do very good with words. Too.
With words? Yeah, I have a lot of choice words.
Most of the time, what we hear out of you is just like dead silence up most of the race, and then all of a sudden you hear Fonseca mic up. What the
beep?
Yeah. Beep.
The random four-letter word.
Yeah. Real wordsmith there.
I didn't hear that 100 times before that.
Yeah.
Just think how much we would hear it if you wasn't on push to talk.
You know I'm pissed if I actually key up and say something. I tend to be quiet actually in the session, so if you hear me, yeah, I'm that pissed.
There's
I'm the same way too.
Yeah, true too. There is.
I know. I'm usually quiet too, unless I need to talk about the race. Like I don't talk at all. Like it's very rare that I get into a conversation with someone while I'm racing. You know, like even in the Discord, and most of the time. Like last night, I know I was very tempted to leave the Discord just because it was like I need quiet.
our Discord was actually super quiet. Me, Wheeler, and Porkchop, we were so quiet last night. Like just like sometimes I was wondering if they were actually still there or not. That we were so quiet, just completely like focusing on what we're doing, especially when we started getting towards the end of the race. I was just full on paying attention.
Uh-huh. I don't picture Wheeler as quiet though.
Wheeler, to be honest or whatnot, I talk more than Wheeler.
Okay.
Down to it, you know, like, I mean, now we might be a little bit on, we're probably about close to even. But, like, you hear Wheeler talks a lot in the session, so you think I'm more quiet than I am. But, well, you hear me and hear a lot, too, or whatnot. I don't shut up. I'm just talking all day long and never shut up.
I can vouch for that.
I'm sorry that you have to listen to that all day.
Yeah, my wife, she asked me if I'm, she says I talk a lot, too, so it's okay.
20 years plus, I'm used to it.
Right.
Well, we did do a bracket challenge for tracks. What tracks do you like to race on iRacing as well as watch in real life? So you had to take both of those into account. And I seeded them. It was kind of a random seeding almost, but I seeded them myself And so,
Dave, how could you see New Hampshire at 16?
I did that on purpose.
I'm asking the same question. How could New Hampshire be in the top 16?
Well, yeah, it made the Sweet 16, but the number one we did the number one seed versus the number 16 seed. The number one seed was Daytona versus New Hampshire, and in both Freaky Fast and in we did a combination in the Freaky Fast Discord as well as the NIL, so I had to count up both votes. And in the NIL Discord, Daytona got 7 of the votes, and 8 and 5. I did vote for each one, so I guess you could take one vote from each out, or I guess leave them in. It doesn't matter. But so the score was 8-5, and the NIL Discord, and it was 6-3. So Daytona moved on to the next round, and the number 2 track was Talladega against number 15 Atlanta, and Talladega murdered Atlanta in the NIL Discord,
11-0.
Yeah, and so in the, and then also Talladega murdered Atlanta in the Freaky Fast Freaky Fast Discord. So Talladega moves on. Now, the number 3 seed was Bristol against the number 14 seed Pocono, and Pocono got 3-10 in the NIL Discord. So Bristol won and moved on, even 6-3 in the Freaky Fast Discord. And then the number 4 seed was Darlington and Phoenix, and Phoenix beat Darlington in the Freaky Fast Discord. And they tied. They tied in the Freaky Fast Discord, or the first in the, out the, yeah. So Phoenix moves on there in that and beats the number 4 seed. The number 5 seed was Martinsville against the number 12 seed Richmond, and 10-4, Martinsville beat Richmond in the NIL Discord, and. And then the Freaky Fast Discord, it was 6-2. With the number 6 seed and the number 11 seed, number 6 seed was Indianapolis against the number 11 seed Michigan. The number in the Freaky Fast Discord, Michigan beats Indianapolis 5-3. And in the,
and 9-4.
Yeah. So Michigan moved on. And then we had the number 7 seed Charlotte against the number 10 seed Kansas. And in NIL, it was a tie. And in the Freaky Fast Discord, Kansas beats Charlotte and moves on. So that was another upset. And then the number 8 seed was Homestead against the number 9 seed Las Vegas. And in Freaky Fast, it was 6-3. And then the it was 8-5. So Vegas moves on that one. Homestead. Hold on a second. Yes, 8-3. So that would have been 13-11 overall scores for Homestead. So Homestead moves on to the next round. So round 2, it was Daytona against Martinsville. And Daytona beat Martinsville in both discords, with Talladega and against Michigan, and Talladega beats Michigan in both discords. Then it was Bristol against Kansas. Kansas beats Bristol. They were tied in the NIL Discord, but Kansas beats Bristol in the Freaky Fast Discord. So that was
the... And that's why I refused to run in that league. The people are delusional.
So they vote for Kansas after they had... they paced there for 10, for half the race.
40 laps, yeah.
Yeah. But, and then it was the number 8 seed against the number 13 seed Phoenix versus Homestead, and they tied in the Freaky Fast Discord, and they tied in the Homestead Discord, and I broke the tie myself, so Homestead moved on to Phoenix, or moved on and beat Phoenix. So then the final four was Daytona against Homestead, which was a tie in the National iRacing League Discord. But Kansas, let's see. Yeah, Daytona beats Homestead and moves on to the finals. And then Talladega against Kansas, it was 4-5 in the Freaky Fast Discord, and 7-5 in the NIL Discord. So that moved Talladega to the final, the championship. And so
I put my vote in this morning.
For the championship, the finals?
Yeah, yeah.
And so we got Daytona and Talladega are tied in NIL.
I just voted too.
And then Talladega is beating Freaky Fast in the Daytona and the Freaky Fast Discord. So it looks like Talladega pulls off the victory for one of the favorite tracks that you like to race at on iRacing, as well as watching in real life.
I think it's just like, I don't like racing them. I mean, I it's a double-edged sword. Like, I'm racing them on iRacing. You know, like,
I love they're to hate fun. Relationship.
Yeah, it's a love-hate thing, because, you know, like, you always know, like, you know, like, do you hang out in the back? Do you, it's either you want to be in the way back, are in the way front. And even when you're in the way front, that can go wrong. Right, Keith?
Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, I know that about Talladega. There's everybody, when they join that session, everybody believes that they're going to win that race. And, or they have the opportunity of winning that race. And whereas when you join in a race like Phoenix, if you don't know, if you're not that good as you know, short tracks or whatever, or maybe you're whatever track you're not that good at, then
Talladega.
Yeah, but everybody's got confidence when they go into Talladega or Daytona.
All right, guys, I'm where I need to be, so I'm dipping off here.
All right, well, we enjoyed talking to you, Sonja. Keith, not so much.
It's normal.
Come on, take us to the table with you.
All right, guys.
Still live on location.
All right.
Chief Bonsega coming in with the country fried steak and eggs this morning.
A tall cup of coffee.
So, yeah, that was our podcast question of the week. So I'll come up with a new one this week. I just thought it was kind of cool to do some type of brackets with tracks. I kind of figured that Daytona and Talladega were going to win that, but it was surprising to see, you know, Phoenix and Homestead moving on as far as they did.
Yeah, there's both those tracks.
I like Kansas more than... I wish that Homestead would have got knocked out right away, but I, the only reason I say that is because I always, when I think Homestead, I always think of my first race there. They're like, you got to save tires. And I was screw this. I drove through the field. Yeah. And like,
Pat
I was
driving through the field. Got a, what, 5-6 second lead probably.
Yeah.
And I'm in the back, and I run him down after the first stage, and he's like, what are you doing? Like, you just got to roll the corner. You can't throw it in there.
Yeah, needless to say, after the first pit stop, after the first stage, I learned my lesson. And then second stage, I think Turtle took me out.
He took both of us out, remember?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
We were running like 1-2, I think.
Yeah, but that's what I always think of when I think about Homestead. But I definitely don't think Homestead should have made it as far as it did.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people that like that track for some reason. You know, on NASCAR Heat, it's funny because, like, the road courses, I really like them on NASCAR Heat, and I really like Homestead on NASCAR Heat, but I just can't stand them on iRacing for some reason.
Yeah. Well,
there's no more NASCAR Heat anymore. Lobbies anymore.
I never raced online at NASCAR Heat. I just raced against
Just the Xbox servers are down.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. So I'm the all-time Heat 5 winner. And gas and go.
Okay, I'm not going to get into this with you on... No, you're not, Jeff. Because half your wins in that league came against, like, Cupcake.
You?
No! Like, all the wins... Let's just say when I was in that league with you... Were you the lead all-time leading winner? No.
You
were. No. I was. Hey. Not you.
Hey, a win's a win, you know?
Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're beating up on the kids on the short bus or if you're going against the actual people, right? A win's a win.
Right.
Great.
Back in the day.
Listen, Friday night, took the Cup cars to Kansas for the
fair round out Kansas. I'm not done with this.
Okay.
No, I'm joking.
I thought he was going to say I was cheating with my shifter.
Yeah. And then you had Jeff. So this is one thing that irritates living hell out of me. And I guess it doesn't irritate me that
much. I started fuel saving even before.
If I buy. No, I think. If I buy something.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
This guy right here, he goes out and buys it. He's like, oh, I need
good
to, for I need to do this.
Good for Patrick. You know, it's good. I'll go buy one. But I won't go buy another set of pedals like you are, though. I'm happy with the one I got.
No.
It was fun. Oh, yeah. But we went to Kansas with the next-gen car. They were definitely a handful of a drive. It was you could run the bottom, but you couldn't get the runoff. You could run the high side and get the momentum. You could almost... overdrive it and get in the... If you let off the throttle, it was like pushing right to the wall. You had to get back on the throttle to get that thing to turn right around for you. And I don't know what Dalton and Corey were doing for qualifying, but they beat us, everybody else by a tenth and a quarter. But Dalton McKinney was on the pole with a 30.861. Corey Stahl was second. I was third. Garrett Sidnor was fourth. Luke Smith was fifth in your top five for qualifying. And then the race happened. We had a few cautions early, had a stage caution, and the rest of the race went green to checkered. We went 130 laps, 3 cautions for 12 lead changes and 12 caution laps. So it was a good race. No change in who won, but Ryan Johnson took the win again. Leading 86 laps. Jeffrey Radke, Keith Fonseca, Dalton McKinney, Garrett Sidnor were your top five. Luke Smith, Patrick's long-lost brother, Bobby Anderson, was seventh. Matthew Wheeler was eighth. Turner was ninth. And tenth was Gironi. And I was running with Turner. I don't know if I would have finished with Turner. Turner got in the wall and I was in the wrong place at the wrong time and rear-ended him, got a flag, and saved it, didn't bring out a caution, and I was 2 laps down. But overall, it was a good race. Dave, how was the broadcasting it?
I was struggling. I mean, I'm still trying to power through this. I'm being sick for, like, the last 8 days, it seems like, but...
Yeah. Was it exciting?
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. Keith... you know, for a little bit, I thought that he was gonna pull off that win because I did not think that Ryan and Jeff Radke were going to make it on fuel.
Yeah, they had some long stints there at the end.
Yeah, but they didn't make it on fuel. I will say, Keith, he stayed out there and he pinned everybody. He pinned a lot of the field a lap down, and that changed the outcome for a lot of drivers right there. You know, because there wasn't any cautions to get anybody else a chance to catch back up.
I was really kicking myself in the butt for not taking the wave around.
Yeah, we stage took that, that would have been.
You know, it's just like, well, I'm close and I can battle for the lucky dog. And then, you know, like we had that caution come out. Was it two laps after the stage? And it's like, oh, crap, I should have just taken the wave around. And I thought about it because I had like, I think it was like 16 or 17 laps that I could go yet. So I was like, well, I should just stay out and take the wave, but I didn't. So, big mistake there.
Yeah, it looked like you and, you know, Cam Barnes and Corey Stahl were all battling, and Josh McKinney were all battling for that lucky dog for a long time.
McKinney came out of nowhere for that lucky dog battle. Like, when after the stage, when it was me and Jeff and Stahl battling, like, all of a sudden, McKinney came in there, and once McKinney got in there, I kind of just started running a little bit harder because he got underneath me, and I kept on trying to clear him because he was slowing us down, and Ramsdale was pulling away. Yeah, so I need to get him cleared. And then the next thing you know, I hit the wall.
Yeah,
and then I dropped like a brick.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with I was watching you and Kevin Bernheimer marching through the field, and you guys were up into the top 10. And next thing I know, I looked and seen that Kevin was two laps down. What happened to you guys?
Pits. So something happened with my brakes. My brakes weren't like synced right or calibrated right, and I have this problem all the time, where I got to go into the Fanatec software and just mess around with my brakes. Move my slider on my in the software, and then my brakes work good. So yeah, when it came time for green flag pit stops, I went to go on my brakes, and my brakes were junk. So I missed pit lane the first time, and then the second time coming around, I almost missed pit lane again, and I had to take a almost come to a complete stop and turn 90 degrees to get into the pits. So that's what slowed me down. And then when I came out, Brad Pollitt, I forget what he did. Like, I don't know if he hit the wall I think he hit the wall coming out of four. And I didn't know which way he was going to go. He was kind of going back and forth. So I picked, okay, I'm going to go high. And then he went high. And then I just smoked him. So that was my issue. I don't know what happened to Kevin. I think. No, I'm just going to assume pit penalty.
Yeah, and then he was hitting up 200 laps down, but he was pretty fast. I seen you guys marching through the field. I thought you guys were going to be, you know, shoo-ins for top tens the way you guys marched through the field at the beginning of the race.
Oh yeah, I mean, we just drove through the field together. I mean, it was fun. You know, I started 24th. He started, I think he was right behind me, 26th, and it was fun. Because I don't know what it was during qualifying. Practice, I was good. I was decent, I should say. But then I get into qualifying, and I just could not turn. And both my laps went invalid because I hit the wall. So that was irritating.
Yeah, we were watching you on the we were covering you on the broadcast.
Yeah, don't do that again.
So Jeff, how much money is it gonna you want to pay me to cover him on the broadcast each week on qualifying?
What do you want?
Is it worth $5 to you?
Sure. And I will notice this that we had a $5 race that I put out for three races for each series. A $5 random race. If you finish the race and not disconnected, you're in a drawing, and the winner of the $5 was Timothy Cook.
Yeah, he had a pretty sweet paint too last night. Did you guys see that paint of his?
Mm-mm. No, I don't believe
it. Valvoline, number five.
I think I did see that when I was down the front stretch sideways. I think that's the only time I saw him.
Yeah, so yeah, he had a pretty cool paint last night, and I wanted to highlight that because it looked pretty neat. And you know, Ryan Johnson, he'll go to Auto Club. He'll have to start from the back with that. So give you guys a little bit of a chance to win there.
Richard Crane's favorite track. Let's see if he can pull it off in the trucks. Like that last season.
Quaker Club.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, he swept SDR at Auto Club in everything he raced last year. Last season, I should say.
Oh, yeah. So we'll see about how we'll keep up with Richard on his battles at Auto Club this week. But
I'm just going to say, he's not winning. He didn't race against me in that. If he tries to beat me, Richard, you're here first. I'll wreck you.
He'll put you in the wall.
Yeah, I think Richard, you need to find new friends there, Richard.
He's gonna pull that rookie's chain.
But anyways, yeah, we got the recruitment race for Dirt to Daytona. We got one more week before that kicks off. Last recruitment race this Monday night. On Monday. I think we're doing. I think I'm going to put up a 305 dirt race, and then we got. I think we're doing trucks somewhere, but I can't pull it up because the website is down. I have to pull up. I have to open up UI. I had the website up.
I'm going to be iffy on that one. So I start my new job on Monday, and I don't know how. All I know is my start time and my location. I don't know the hours. I don't know what we're doing. So it's Monday will be interesting for me.
Yeah. So we're going to be doing the trucks at Rockingham for the recruitment race on Monday night. So
the Rock.
Yeah. The Rock. And then we'll do, I think we'll do the 305s at some dirt track. I'll talk to you guys about it. So we'll have two recruitment races again.
Hopefully I can make the dirt. I like the dirt.
Yep. But with that being said, you guys got anything to add to this podcast before we shut it down?
Well, next week, like we said, we're at Auto Club. Freaky Fast is at Milwaukee Mile tomorrow night. And then look at Discord for questions and another fun week of racing here in NIL.
Yep, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Yeah, later.
See you guys.
Are you looking to be immersed into your racing rig? Using patented technology, Butt Kicker products connect you to your couch or chair to send the feeling of special effects, explosions, rocket launches, racing engines, music, and much more right through it It's a new immersive dimension in home entertainment.